نماز پڑھتے وقت بھی مجھ میں براپن محسوس ہوتا ہے. اینڈ ایون ان دین وین آئی میکنگ مائی نماز آئی ایم اے ینگسٹر آئی ایم ایٹ واسٹی وین آئی میکنگ مائی نماز دیٹ از آلسو برنگنگ پرائڈ ان می دیٹ آئی تھنک آئی ایم سم بڈی بگ. دی آنسر پرچہ علاج عجب و کبر روز پہلے ایک منٹ یا اس سے کم دماغ کے گناہ کو سوچتا ہوں. اینڈ دین آفٹر دیٹ اللہ از واچنگ می اینڈ آل دا گناز آف مائی مائنڈ تھنکنگ بیڈ اباؤٹ پیپل مے بی فینٹسائزنگ آل دس بیڈ گناز آف دا مائنڈ آئی تھنک آف دیم فرسٹ پھر آنکھ کے گناہ کو اینڈ دین آل دا گناز وچ آئی کمٹ فرام مائی گناہ سف ہو گیون By making shukr, Allah increases the ni'mat, more we will be able to do. I manage my tilawat today, I manage my five times namaz with jamaat today, make shukr on all that. And whatever perhaps we slipped up wherever, Ya Allah forgive me for all that. So Allah will forgive on that. And on the good deeds, Allah Ta'ala will. So we have to remind ourselves, and we don't know how we are going to be there. One sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on his dying bed. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited him and asked him, how are you, how's things going? He said, for all my sins, I fear a lot from Allah Ta'ala. And I've got own self also that who you are, what are you, what will be your condition on the day of Qiyamah. Main unke siwa kis par fida hoon, ye bata de. Besides him, besides Allah, on who should I completely give myself? Show me somebody. Show me who is there that I can give myself over totally to anyone. Maidani mahshar se pehle ehle ilm, ehle amal, ehle zohd, zohd wa taqwa, ehle tasawuf, kisi ko bhi apni qeemat lagana aqlan aur naqlan nadani hai. Before the day of Qiyamah, Hazrat says, for any person of the ehle ilm, the ulama, ehle amal, those people who practice.
All lives we are watching it. Our fathers, forefathers were watching it all the time. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with it. So don't you see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Wal arda madatnaha, or zameen ko phelaya. And if you get tired looking up, how much you going to look up? So Allah says, look down.
Now hum suna karte. Now what all people are talking about us, we shouldn't have to hear that. That people are saying, he did this and he's like that and he did that. So from the first day, put your foot down. In that, Hazrat says, Allah's great ihsan on us, that he made looking at strange women, the looking he made haram. That is the seed where all this starts. And we're not going to get involved in anything. So this is how shaitan has made fool them so greatly. Is nadani ki mutalik, aise nadano ki khidmat mein, sirf itna hi arz hai. Hazrat says, the stupidity, and for such stupid people, only so much is enough to tell them, mere lab aur unke rukh par intiha hoti nahi. Incredible rep, who shows you one sample, and he delivers other goods. If any rep comes to you, and he shows you the sample, I would do, okay, very good. Price also is very good. Give me so many, 2,000, 5,000, very good it is. But when the goods come, then it's another. So what sample shaitan shows? The beautiful. Ek guna se dusre guna ki zor aur khaish aur kashish paida hoti hai. By the one guna, you don't stop there. You go to the next now. From there you go to the next and to the next until you find you have destroyed yourself completely. May Allah Ta'ala save us of all this, and really that is of benefit for us if we...
Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inshallah tomorrow night. Tomorrow, the program in Rustenburg, at 3:30 to half.
Ramadan, if you couldn't control yourself, you broke your roza, and you went and smoked a cigarette, or whatever else, how terrible you feel after that. And when you control, how much shukr you make to Allah Ta'ala. So just make that himmat, take that courage at that time, and see the good results that you will get. May Allah bless us with it, inshallah. And what Hazrat also we saw, and what Maulana Rum, he wrote 28,500 poems, and it was just flowing. But after that, in the middle of a poem, it stopped. And then he didn't carry on again. And he didn't force himself also. Till it was coming, and our Shaykh also. At one stage of his life, towards, on that stairs, Waridat Ghaibiyah, the Uloom, the knowledge which Allah was sending down from the unseen world, or Ma'arif, and great talks of Ma'rifat and recognition of Allah, of reality. It was coming, Arahite, Abba Hikmate Khudawandi, Wa Aftab, Ufuq Istitar.
To the highest pinnacles of morality, to take out men from shirk and kufr, and take them to the highest points of Tawheed and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, where man did not even know who Allah is, and whether Allah exists or not. They believed in their idols and believed they are controlled by those idols which they made with their own hands. So Allah Ta'ala now commissioned Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with a very great task and said, Qum fa'anzir, khara ho, phir dar suna de. Now get up, now your work has started. And this work did not end right till the time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left this world. And what a great effort Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made, which we see read from the Sirat Kitabs, the lives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How he had infused these qualities into the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that each Sahabi became a guiding star and is guided and guiding people till today towards righteousness. When we read about the lives of the Sahaba, those that follow them till today, the righteous and the pious, it is great, great inspiration how our elders and akabir, who also a copy of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what great qualities. So Allah said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O you who are covered in the shawl, get up and warn the people now. And this warning is not like a police comes and he warns a person, but it is how a father who loves his children, mother loves her children, and with great love they warn them of dangers of life. That what kind of people they are around, what the drug story is, and how they will bring drugs into a person's life, how they warn them with great love in this way. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have to do this mission and this work now of warning the people of all the azab of Allah, of all our bad actions. Whatever bad habits we have, how they hit back against us. All this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to warn again. And warn with this great love and emotion and feeling. And guide the people towards righteousness. Further, Allah explains further qualities that were required for this and which are required for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly and for all of us also, that we also have to bring these qualities into us. Wow, here we go.